Jarvis Landry is, I see him, I'm doing a little TV stint. He's supposed to step in here in just a second, but as always, the lines are open at 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's go out to the East Bay with Vince. What's going on, Vince?
Yeah, I'd like to ask. I know nobody cares about us right now, that are Raider fans, but I'm still sweating bullets. I heard they're going to probably sign for this year for a one-year deal. But have you heard any hope or anything where the city of Oakland is trying to work it out, deal with Mark or Davis?
Well, I heard Mark, actually, Tim Kawakami, who I'm actually looking at right now, he got a lot of love on the national outlets last night because he does a podcast called The TK Show. Uh-huh. And Mark went on there with him, and Mark said, hey, you know, it's we're going to do a one-year lease with the Coliseum, and it's time for Oakland to step up and get something done here. It didn't sound like he didn't look like the depressed guy who lost out on Carson and the guy who's been talking to San Antonio and Las Vegas and maybe even San Diego. That's the whole thing. Now, ooh, San Diego, highly I mean, at what price do you want a building that you would move your team down there? I mean, I know the team would be worth more, but it's just, it's almost ridiculous at this point. So him being on with Kawakami, it gave me a little bit more hope there, Vince.
What about the mayor? I mean, is she coming out like, I mean, like I said, I don't follow politics. I hate politics. But in this situation, about the only time I care. Is the mayor trying to do anything? I mean, I heard she's talking about lease and he wants to own land. I just saw her on TV a couple of weeks ago. I mean, is she going to come out with a real proposal for both the A's and the Raiders so we don't become a homeless sports franchise in the town of Oakland?
I don't see her, like, spearheading some event, whereas, I mean, actually tonight or today, she's here in the building. They're having, like, some kind of a press conference for the Super Bowl and everything. But for the most part, I would say that, you know, she's got bigger fish to fry. But, listen, she also knows that it's time to step up, no doubt about it.
And one last thing, because I know you got somebody coming really quick. Do you think it? You know, when they do a stadium, is it possible that the NFL would also throw a Super Bowl for Oakland if they build in the stadium? So
I think if they had a new stadium, that would absolutely be a possibility. Hey, Vince, thanks for the call, man. I got to run because we have Jarvis Landry with us, and he is here to talk about life reimagined, and we'll get to that in a second. But fresh off a plane from Hawaii, and you had a pretty good Pro Bowl. What happened with all that, Jarvis?
Oh, man. First of all, thanks for having me on, man. And, man, it was an amazing experience, you know, just to have the opportunity to represent the Miami Dolphins. You know, that name on the back of my jersey, you know, means so much to myself, my mom, my family, and have them over there and share that moment with the military over there and also with the fans from Hawaii, man. It's amazing.
We are on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, so it's cool to have you with us. And, yeah, for me, 50 years old, the Dolphins, that's a studly team, man. I mean, they're a little bit of a sleeping giant. You're going to be on your third coach now in a year. What do you think of Dirk Cutter? What do you think about your new coach? Sorry, is there something wrong? What? Oh, sorry, Adam Gase. I had Doug Martin sitting down.
No, it's okay.
Adam Gase.
Oh, man, amazing. I mean, you know, I met him. We sat in the office and talked for, you know, about an hour and just got to know one another, man. I met Sean Jefferson, who's actually going to be my receiver coach. So just having the opportunity to really build that relationship is critical.
You had a little run-in with your boy Levante David at the Super Bowl, and he said that if he didn't hit you, he was going to be embarrassed. So he had to get it done. What was that like?
Oh, man, crazy, you know what I mean? Crazy, just crazy. Fun, but crazy.
Jarvis Landry is with us, and I've got the coach down now. I wrote down John Madden here, Tom Landry, neither of those as well. When you playing in Miami, I'm thinking of, like, you know, watching the show Ballers and South Beach and all that.
Yeah.
How much of that is true for the Dolphins, that kind of lifestyle?
You know, Not much. I can speak for myself personally, you know, and I've actually been on a baller set, you know, before, you know, but I can speak for myself personally and say, man, you know, you definitely have to have some, you definitely have to have some,
You got to be a partier?
No, man. I don't even know the word. You definitely have to check yourself sometime, you know?
You got the ego.
Yeah, you know, you gotta try to find a way to kind of stay out that light, trying to stay out that life, because it's definitely consuming.
Yeah.
It's definitely consuming and inviting.
Speaking with Jarvis Landry, Pro Bowl wide receiver with the Dolphins, and I know that a lot of times the rookies at the Pro Bowl, they get stuck with the bill. Like, what room are you in? Did anybody try to pull that on you?
Nah. I flew out with Fletcher Cox, and he kind of warned me about it already. So, shout out to Fletcher Cox, by the way. You know, he kind of warned me about it. So, no, I didn't get that one.
I know that you famously, your boys with Odell Beckham Jr. for your days playing at Death Valley, LSU. First of all, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Why did Les Miles seem like he wasn't getting the kind of respect he deserved? Did you kind of think that? I mean, it almost seemed like they were like, yeah, you can leave if you want. And then what do you think about Coach Miles?
I think there's not a guy better deserving than the job. You know, Coach Miles, you know, I was under him for 3 years. And just seeing the things that he's done with the players, with the program, you know, and how he took when I came in along with Odell Beckham, the way that he brought us in and made us a part of his family, you know, Miss Kathy, his wife, and just the way he established the relationship with players, man, is definitely lifelong friendship, lifelong family friendships, and it's something that I take to heart, you know. So when I heard it, you know, I'm kind of like, what? No way. No way. It's not a better man for the job, but, you know, they got it right, man. They got it right, and I'm extremely happy.
What about the rage we saw from Odell? Was that kind of a one-off there? I mean, his little tete-a-tete with certain defensive back?
Man, you know, this game is definitely an emotional game. You know, when you play with passion and fire, sometimes that gets the best of you. You know, and you know, I don't shy away from it. I don't see it as, you know. Disrespectful or anything, you know. Yeah, player safety is definitely crucial and important. I agree with that. You know, and he's paid his dues. He had his suspension and his fine and all that, you know, and I think that one needs to be put to rest pretty soon here.
You guys with the old one-handed catches all over the place. Speaking with a couple more questions for Jarvis Landry, and we'll get to Life Reimagined here in a second. But what's it like when you come here and you know you're not playing? Like, to me, it's like going to the airport, but you're not going on the trip. What's it like when you're so close? How bad do you want to get to this game?
Hey, man, you have no idea. You know, I literally was telling somebody asked me if I was going to the game, and I said I wasn't sure because I feel like I want to play. You know, I get fired up about it, and I don't want to ruin my experience. You know, I don't want to ruin my experience. But at the same time, man, two teams that's playing in this game, definitely it's going to be an exciting match. I'm excited to see it, and can't wait to see the end result.
Now, tell us more about what is Life Reimagined and how can it help people?
So basically, what Life Reimagined is, I'll break it down simply. Life Reimagined is basically like Match.com between you and your dreams. So all it is is basically keys. You know, you take a test, and it's keys that, you know, you'll find out about yourself that helps you be whatever you want to be whatever whoever you intended to be. For me, I took this test, and you know, it basically plays off your strengths, you know, and you get a little spread back. You get a spread back telling you what your strengths are. And honestly, I've been coached all my life by coaches, and a lot of people haven't, you know. So what Life Map does, it kind of coaches you about life skills, life keys, your strengths, help you build off them to make that transition. And that's one of the reasons why I'm behind it, man, especially for, you know, athletes.
So one more question for you, and we'll let you go. Tannehill, I remember watching him on Hard Knocks, and he and his wife couldn't put together the IKEA table, and then he's got, like, an assault rifle in his car, and he didn't know the Chiefs were in the AFC, but yet he's got a great arm. And then he's telling people on the practice squad, he's like, talking crap to them. What's this guy like? Because he's got great talent.
Oh, man, he's a stand-up guy, man. He's a stand-up guy. He's the leader of our team, you know. And sometimes as a leader, you have to say things. Sometimes as a leader, you have to make tough calls, you know. And it's something that I stand behind him for, and it's something that a lot of people respect him for. And for me personally, man, I think numerous and more guys need to do that. More guys need to step up and say what it is, call it what it is, and not sugarcoat it, because it hasn't helped our team this far, you know. So right. For us, man, our leaders need to step up, emerge, man, and continue to build this Miami Dolphins team.
Well, listen, Jarvis, when you go to Radio Row, someone's going to ask you a dumb question. I was that guy today, unfortunately, asking you about the wrong coach. But anyway, remind everybody to go to lifereimagined.org. Once again, lifereimagined.org. Check out the life map. And, hey, man, thanks for coming by. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations on being a Pro Bowler, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Very good.